献的爱。
Through the hymn that we know, the secret of Christian life and service is His victorious love.
早晨，我愿意先分享啊，在过去啊西岸特会当中啊所领受的啊其中的有一点。
I want to share a point that I received at the West Coast Conference this year.
就是关于耶稣全圣的爱如何成为我们基督徒生活与侍奉的那个原动力。
It's about the victorious love of Christ becomes our service and life is the motivation of our life.
今年西岸特会的主题是凡爱慕他显现的人。
The theme of this year's conference is All Who Love His Appearing.
主题经文是提摩太后书第四章第八节。
The Bible used was 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8.
使徒保罗写信给他年轻的同工提摩太说
Paul wrote the young Timothy.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给那凡爱慕他显现的人。
Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on the day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
年长弟兄们勉励我们。
The elderly brother encourages us.
主回来的日子非常近了。
The day of the Lord's return is at near.
要我们做一个爱慕主显现的人。
He wants us to become that one that loves his appearance.
爱慕主的显现并不是靠着我们意志坚强。
Love his appearance doesn't mean that we have strong will.
也不是因为我们思想里头弄明白弄清楚了。
It's not that in our mind we understood.
也不是由于我们情感一时的冲动。
It's not because of our impulsive emotion.
基督徒之所以爱慕主的显现。
Christians loved his appearance.
最重要的是因主的爱激励我们。
It's most important that his love encouraged us.
是由于主的爱激励，叫我们能够成为一般爱慕主显现的人。
Because his love compels us that we can become one that who loves his appearance.
等主回来的时候，必有公义的冠冕要赐给我们。
When he returns, he will give us the righteous crown.
弟兄们，给我们看见一个爱慕主显现的人。
Brother, let us see that the one who loves his appearing.
他的生活与侍奉必定是根据神的旨意。
His life and service must be based on God's will.
他的生活与侍奉也一定是为着神的旨意。
His life and service is also for the God's will.
我今天早晨的一个负担就是和弟兄姐妹一同来交通如何按着神的旨意来侍奉神。
This morning my burden is to share with you how to serve God according to God's will.
题目是在身体里配搭侍奉。
The theme is serving accordingly in the body.
或是说呢是在教会里配搭侍奉。
In other words, serving accordingly in the church.
因为教会就是基督的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
神在时间里的一个旨意，乃是要为他的爱子得着一个身体。
The will of God in time is for his beloved son to obtain a body.
来盛装并彰显基督那个丰满的荣耀。
To manifest the fullness of Christ.
正如以弗所书一章二十三节所说
It's just like Ephesians chapter 1.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Church is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
因此当我们学习在教会里配搭侍奉，也就是在基督的身体里来配搭侍奉。
When we learn how to serve coordinately in the church is to learn how to serve coordinately in his body.
这是神向着每一个基督徒那个荣耀的旨意。
This is a glorious will for every Christian.
因为我们都牢牢记住。
Let us all remember that.
是因基督的爱激励了我们。
Because the love of Christ compelled us.
叫我们愿意按着神的旨意，在基督的身体里配搭侍奉。
According to God's will, that we can serve Him accordingly.
只等到主回来。
Till His return.
这是我们在 爱慕主显现、等候主回来的日子当中，我们应当一同追求的。
This is what we should pursue at during the time that we wait for His return.
请我们先读几处的经文。
Let's read some Bible verses.
第一处在新约罗马书第十二章。
In Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章，我们读第五节到第八节。
Read verses 5-8.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言，就当照着信心的程度说预言；或做执事，就当专一执事；或做教导的，就当专一教导；或做劝化的，就当专一劝化；施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
So we being many are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith.Or a ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exalts in exaltation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness.
请我们再翻到彼得前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章，我们读十到十一节。
Verse 10-11.
彼得前书第四章第十节，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们。
As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies.That in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
我们最后要读以弗所书第四章。
Last we will read Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所第四章，我们从第十一节读到第十六节。
Verse 11-16.
以弗所书第四章第十一节。他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Verse 11, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of man in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what?Every joint supplies, according to the effective working of the which every part does it share causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
我们一起低头有点祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你早晨的同在。
Lord, we thank you for your presence this morning.
我们仍然仰望你在我们中间继续用恩典扶持我们。
We look to you to help us in your grace.
主，叫我们能够听见你的声音。
So that we hear your voice.
叫我们心里能够火热起来。
In our heart, we have a fervent heart.
叫我们靠着你的恩典，重新能够提起发沉的手、发酸的腿。
So that by your grace, we can lift up our weary arms and legs.
叫我们能够行在你的旨意中，
We can walk in your will,
讨你的喜悦，
to please you.
我们把以下时间交在你的恩典中，
We commit the following time in your mercy.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
在基督徒的侍奉上，有几点的提醒。
There are some reminders in the Christian service.
就是神乃是呼召每一个基督徒来侍奉他。
God called all Christians to serve him.
然而并不是每一个基督徒都拣选并且答应神的呼召来侍奉神。
But not all Christians had chosen to answer God's calling.
所以早晨我们一同来思想侍奉神这个题目的时候，愿主的爱激励我们每一个人。
When we meditate on the purpose of serving, may the Lord encourage us.
叫我们因着主的爱成为我们心里的力量，我们能够来答应主的呼召，来拣选侍奉他。
Because of His love, that we can answer His calling to serve Him.
第二方面，我们基督徒的侍奉乃是侍奉神的旨意。
Our Christian service is to serve His purpose.
而神的旨意呢，就是要建立基督的身体。
And His service and His will is to edify the body of Christ.
所以我们看见这是神在时间里一个非常重要的一个工作。
We see that this is the important work for God to work in time.
因此我们需要求神常常将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
May the Lord give us the wisdom of revelation and
叫我们能够得着那基督身体的启示。
So that we can receive the revelation about His body.
叫我们的侍奉乃是根据神的这样的一个启示。
So our service is according to His revelation.
并且我们知道在侍奉神的事上，神注重我们这个人过于我们为他所做的事。
We know that God emphasizes on the person who serve more than the matter that you serve.
这也是为什么基督徒蒙恩得救之后，我们需要追求。
That's why when Christians are saved, that we need to pursue.
因为神要得着我们，成为神家中那个贵重的器皿。
Because the Lord wants to gain us as the precious vessel in His house.
那神要得着我们能够来。成为能够盛装基督、彰显基督的器皿。
We can become a vessel that can obtain Him.
因此，圣灵就在我们这些蒙恩的人身上来制作我们。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit will work on us.
借着十字架的制作，除去我们身上一些属肉体的。
Through the dealing of the cross, that He can remove the carnal self.
并且将更多基督的生命性情能够成形在我们身上。
And edify the Christian the characteristic of Christ in us.
这就叫我们能够成为在神家中合乎主用的贵重的器皿。
So that we can become the precious vessel according to His will.
并且在侍奉神的事上，我们看见那个能力也不是出于我们自己。
We also see that the power to serve is not from us.
因为人的热心和智慧聪明不能够成就神的旨意。
Our wisdom and zealous cannot accomplish His purpose.
我们侍奉神的能力必须是从圣灵而来。
Our power to serve is from the Spirit.
圣灵将那个能力赐给我们。
The Spirit gave us the power.
在我们里面就能够成为那个生命的流露。
In us, it becomes the flow of life.
在外面我们的侍奉上面呢，就成为那个恩赐的运用。
Outwardly, when we serve, it becomes the function of the gifts.
也就是说，那个神圣灵给基督徒的那个恩赐，就像管道一样。
When the it becomes a channel to serve.
而那个生命呢，乃是我们侍奉的内容。
That life is the content that we serve.
弟兄姐妹，管道是次要的，那个内容才是主要的。
The channel is the secondary, but what's the content is the most important.
叫我们能够按着圣灵所赐的恩赐，照着个体的功用，我们能够来供应基督的生命。
We can serve the body according to His will.
换句话说，我们基督徒侍奉的一个最重要目的，就是要把基督能够服侍给人。
The most important that we serve is to bring Christ to people.
包括信主的和还没有信主的人。
Including the believers and the unbelievers.
我近些日子来听见神在当伯弟兄你们中间那非常美好的工作。
I recently heard the good works among in the Dumbo.
就是弟兄姐妹们能够同心合意的来兴旺福音。
So brothers and we evangelize the gospel.
能够把基督耶稣宝贵的救恩能够传给一些特别是生病的一些福音朋友们。
We spread the gospel to the sick.
我们看见有弟兄姐妹起来开车。
So brothers and sisters will drive.
也有弟兄姐妹预备饭食。
They will prepare meals.
也有弟兄姐妹能够做见证。
They will testify.
有弟兄姐妹能够把这大好的消息传给这有需要的人。
They will bring the good news to those who are needy.
我们看见这就是在基督身体里面的一个配搭的侍奉。
We see that this is the coordinate service in the body.
我们看见借着这样一个身体的侍奉，就把基督的生命就服侍给那一些福音朋友们。
We see that through these services, the gospel friends are received.
我们看见在过去这段日子当中，在当伯中间福音朋友们一个一个的能够蒙恩得救。
We see that many are saved through in Dumbo.
他们能够得着基督宝贵的生命。
They can receive the precious life of Christ.
作为他们在需要中、在艰难中的那个力量和那个平安。
In the trial.And the difficulties, it becomes the peace they need.
就是在这些福音朋友们陆陆续续信主蒙恩得救之后
，After they are saved,
我们看见弟兄姐妹仍然借着各方各面的服事，把基督的生命更多的来供应、来流露给这些弟兄姐妹们。
We see the brothers and sisters through serving them, they bring the life of Christ to them.
弟兄姐妹，今天这是神的旨意。
This is the purpose of God.
神要借着我们这一些蒙恩的人。
Through the Christians who are saved,
神要借着我们这些答应他呼召的人
，through the one who answered his calling,
借着我们一同的侍奉
，through us serve together,
把基督更多的能够服侍给那所有有需要的人。
We can bring Christ, and we can serve those who need Christ the more and more.
我们知道，在基督徒的侍奉上面，并不是单独的，而是一个团体的。
We know servingGod is not individually but corporately.
一方面，因为是这位创造宇宙万有的神，他太伟大了。
Because the God who created the universe is so great.
他的旨意太荣耀了。
His will is so glorious.
在世间没有任何一个人能够来单独完成神的旨意。
No one in the world can achieve His purpose.
因此，神要得着一个团体，或者说一个身体。
Therefore, God needs a body and or a corporate.
这个身体就包括历世历代所有蒙恩得救的人。
This body includes all those who are saved through the ages.
神又借着这样的一个身体来成就神荣耀的旨意。
By this body, God will achieve His will.
另一方面，我们看见，因为神的旨意乃是关乎到基督的身体。
We see that His will is about His Christ's body.
因此，所有的肢体。都必须要能够尽功用。
Therefore, all members need to have functions.
基督身体里有多少个肢体，就必须要有多少肢体都能够一同的来尽功用，来成就神这样一个伟大荣耀的旨意。
How many there are members in His body? All those members need to function to achieve His will.
在旧约里，我们看见。祭司和利未人，他们是一般侍奉神的人。
We see that priests and Levites in the Old Testament, they are serving God.
他们的功用虽然不同，但是他们却一同的配搭来侍奉神。
Even though their function differently, but they serve together.
祭司的侍奉主要是在会幕的里头。
The priest service is in the tabernacle.
Tabernacle.就是在那至圣所约柜的面前
It's before the ark
所以我们感觉到祭司的侍奉好像是更加的靠近神。
We see that priest service is more close to God.
然而我们看见利未人的侍奉虽然是在会幕的外边。
Even though the service of Levites is outside the tabernacle.
然而他仍是以至圣所的约柜为他们侍奉的那个中心。
They still focus on the service on the ark.
所以整个祭司和利未人的侍奉乃是一个侍奉。
So the service between the priests and Levites is one service.
他们乃是以神为中心的一个配搭的侍奉。
They serve centered on God.
所以我们看见没有利未人的侍奉，就不会有祭司的侍奉。
If there, without Levite service, there's no service of priests.
同样的，没有祭司的侍奉，也不会那利未人的侍奉呢，也就不能够完全。
Without the service of priests, the service of Levites cannot complete.
我就举一个例子，当以色列人他们要献祭给神。
When the Israelites wants to sacrifice,
他们或把一只牛或是一只羊或鸽子带到利未人的当中。
They will bring an ox or a lamb or a dove to the Levites.
那我们看见利未人就必须先按着神的律例和典章来预备这个祭牲。
According to the doctrine, Levites will prepare the animal.
然后我们看见祭司才能够把他祭牲的血留在祭坛的边旁边。
Then the priest will shed the blood of the animal by the ark.
并且把这个祭牲呢，能够献在祭坛上烧了来献给神。
Then they will burn the offering.
那我们看见祭司也要一年一次带着祭牲的血进到会幕的里面。
We also see that priests will bring the blood into the temple.
在那里把这个神所喜悦的祭来献给神。
This offering will please God.
所以我们看见整个这个利未人和祭司的侍奉乃是配搭在一起的。
We see the service of the priests and the Levites are currently together.
无论是祭司或是利未人都不能单独的来完成这个神所喜悦的祭。
No matter is priest or the Levite service, they cannot complete that.
因此我们看见祭司和利未人他们的功用他们的侍奉虽然不同但却是在那里一同的配搭。
Even though their service or the functions is different, they are working together.
而我们新约的基督徒，我们皆是祭司，我们也都是利未人。
For the Christians in the New Testament, we are priests and Levites.
虽然我们在我们的天然心思里面，我们觉得在教会中的侍奉好像有一些是属灵的，所谓比较属灵的，有一些好像是比较属事务性的。
In our natural thinking, we think that some service in the church is more spiritual than the other.
但是我们看见在新约里的侍奉关键还是在于那侍奉的人。
We see that the service in the New Testament, the key is the person.
就是我们的侍奉是否属灵，我们的侍奉是否能够讨神的喜悦，关键是在于我们这个侍奉的人身上。
Whether our service is spiritual or pleasing to God is This person is very important.
因为在一个不对的人身上
For a person that's not wrong,
这管理饭食也可能成为一个属肉体的服事。
Working in the kitchen may be a carnal service.
甚至是祈祷传道也可能是变成一个属肉体的服事。
Even preaching or praying may become a carnal service.
我不晓得当伯这边在厨房服事的姐妹们的情形。
I don't know the conditions that sisters serving the kitchen.
我就曾经听过在厨房一同服侍的一些弟兄姐妹们。
I've heard that brothers and sisters who serve in the kitchen.
他们也可能为着这个一同管理饭食的事情啊，也会争吵不休的。
They may argue about things that the works in the kitchen.
因为每个人对于厨房里面应当怎么样子来管理的想法可能不同。
We also have different opinions to manage the kitchen.
我们若绕按着自己的肉体的话来服侍的话，你看见这个厨房的管理饭食的服侍，也可能成为一个属肉体的服侍。
We see that if according to our natural life to manage the kitchen matters, that it may become a carnal.
那我们感觉上好像祈祷传道啊，这一定就是属灵的服事。
We may think that preaching and praying is a spiritual service.
也不一定。
Maybe not.
因为有些时候哈，我们在饭食服事当中啊，因着肉体的缘故产生的矛盾冲突。
Because of our natural life, we may argue with each other in serving the kitchen.
就把这个矛盾冲突带到祷告会当中。
This, you may bring it to the prayer meeting.
借着祷告，在那里彼此的在那里打仗。
And through the prayer, you may fight each other.
我想在当伯这边应该是没有这个情形。
Maybe brother and sister here doesn't have this.
但在一些其他地方的确发生这样的事情。
But this actually happened in other.
你看见，即使应该是属灵的服事，像祈祷传道，也可能在一个不对人身上就变成了一个属肉体的服事。
You see that praying should be a spiritual service, but it become a carnal service.
反过来，在一个对的人身上。
Oppositely, they for a right person.
祈祷传道是属灵的服事。
Praying and giving message is the spiritual.
管理饭食同样可以是一个非常属灵的服事。
Managing the kitchen is also a spiritual service.
在使徒行传里面就有一个很好的例子。
There's a very good example in the Acts.
我们知道初期教会当得救人数越来越多之后。
In the first generation of church, there are many people were saved.
在教会里就发生了一个难处。
There become a difficulty in the service.
就是有讲那个希利尼化的基督徒呢，他们寡妇的需要呢，好像被忽略了。
The widow's need was ignored.
然后呢，在十二女们中间就有一个就发起就产生了怨言。
They have complaining.
但这个有怨言这是不对的。
This is wrong to complain.
但是我们看见当时因着圣灵在教会当中掌权。
Because the Holy Spirit governing the church.
所以使徒们呢，他们就有这个从圣灵而来的智慧。
So the apostles has the wisdom from the Spirit.
他们不但没有去责备那些发怨言的圣徒们。
They did not dispute those who complain.
他们反而按着圣灵所赐的智慧，他们就知道当如何行。
They knew what to do according to the wisdom of the Spirit.
使徒们他们知道他们从主所领受的那个职分，乃是要专心祈祷传道。
The apostles know that the ministry they receive from God is to focus on messaging.
这不是因为祈祷传道好像比较属灵，所以他们选择要祈祷传道。
It's not because the praying and preaching is more spiritual.
而是那是神在当时给使徒们的一个职分和托付。
But that's the ministry that God gave them at that time.
所以使徒们呢，就叫当时教会呢当中呢要选出七个人来管理教会中这个饭食的需要。
So the apostles chose seven persons to govern the kitchen.
就你们要是在当伯这里有这个需要，那我们怎么选这七个人呢？
If there's a need at Dumbo, then how do we choose them?
我们是不是想一想，哪位弟兄哪位姐妹他是在开餐馆的，那我们请他来管理饭食。
We would choose those who has restaurant business.
就你们当时的教会并没有这样子做。
But at that time, the church did not do that.
他们并不是要依靠人的经验和聪明。
They do not choose according to the experience and the wisdom of man.
他们乃是借着祷告来让圣灵显明主的意思。
Through the prayer, they allow the spirit to show God's will.
所以他们就选出了七位是有好名声、被圣灵充满。智慧充足的人来管理教会这饭食的需要。
So they chose seven that has good fame and filled with the Holy Spirit and filled with the wisdom.
弟兄姐妹，所以我们不要轻看管理饭食的服事。
Do not despise on the managing the kitchen.
你看这管理饭食的这个条件啊，它必须是有好名声，而且呢被圣灵充满，那个有这个属灵智慧充足的人。
So,person who can manage the kitchen is to have good fame filled with the spirit and wisdom.
弟兄们，这给我们看见在教会中侍奉神的那个关键还是在于我们这个人。
We see that the key to serving the church is this person.
因为在一个对的人身上，他的每一样服事都能够成为属灵的。
For a correct person that all his service is spiritual.
都是主能够使用来建造基督身体的服事。
The Lord can use that service to edify church.
因为盼望我们能够在这个侍奉上，我们特别注重神所注重的。
We need to pay attention to what God has paid attention to.
叫神能够配搭我们各样的服事，一同来建立教会，也就是建立基督的身体。
So we can serve coordinately to an edified church.
并且我们看见在新约里头，我们无论是好像事务性的服事，或是话语，或是比较属灵的侍奉呢，他们彼此是互相配搭，缺一不可的。
No matter is the administrative work or the messaging work or the service, they all need to work together, cannot lead less one.
对，比方说我们在这里一同的，我们来学习，来领受神的话语。
For example, we receive God's words.
这是非常宝贵的。
This is very important.
但是我们看见在同样的时间里，我们有姐妹们在厨房里面预备艾宴。
We also see that sisters are preparing the love feast at the same time.
之前之后也有弟兄姐妹们一同来把爱宴所需要用的这个桌椅要把它摆设起来。
Also, there are brothers that setting the tables.
弟兄姐妹，这一切的服事，它乃是配搭在一起的。
All these services are corporately together.
不然的话，等会我们信息聚会完了以后
，Otherwise, after the messaging service,
那我们就每个人就只好站着吃饭。
We all have to stand up to eat.
那就交通就不方便。
It's hard to fellowship.
另外，如果姐妹们没有在饭食服事上好好的来预备的话
，If the sisters did not prepare well for the food,
那我们等会儿也就要饿肚子继续交通。
Then we don't have food and we would be empty stomach.
姐妹，这一切配搭的服事都是为了让我们能够更多的得着基督，享受基督的自己。
All these service coordinately.So that we can enjoy Christ more.
所以我们不要看重这个话语的服事过于厨房或是摆桌椅的服事。
Don't emphasize on the messaging service more than the managing the kitchen.
殊不知，当我们在厨房预备爱宴饭食的时候
，When we are preparing food in the kitchen,
如果我们这个人是在主手中成为一个对的人
，If this person is the right person in God's hand,
主能够借着我们所预备的饭食
，Through the food that you prepare,
借着我们在预备饭食的时候的祷告
，Through the prayers while you prepare the food,
能够让弟兄姐妹在享用爱宴的时候。
So the brothers and sisters who enjoy the love feast,
主的爱就更多的充满在我们的心里。
God's love will fill our hearts.
借着我们在爱宴彼此的交通和劝勉。
Through the fellowship and encouragement,
就更好的把我们联络在一起。
We will connect it together.
就像从前在聚会中参与摆桌椅的一些弟兄们他们的见证。
It's just like the testimony for those brothers that are setting up the chairs.
你说摆桌椅这么小的事情。怎么是属灵的呢
？On this small matter, why is it spiritual?
就有弟兄他这样子分享，当他在那里摆每一张椅子的时候
，The brother shared that every time he put up a chair,
他就为着等一下要坐在这张椅子上的人来祷告。
He will pray for the person who will sit in this chair,
让他能够在聚会当中能够被主的爱摸着。
So that this person will be touched by the Lord's love.
让他能够在聚会当中，他能够听见神儿子的声音。
So that he will hear the voice of the Son of God.
有姐妹在一个属灵的人身上，他的服事就能够成为是一个属灵的服事，能够合乎主的使用。
For a spiritual man, his service is the service that God can use.
所以盼望我们能够在神家中学习侍奉的时候，我们能够看见每一个服事都是重要的。
When we serve in the house of God, that we will see every service is important.
每一个服事都可以成为合乎主用的。
Every service can be used by God.
只要我们这个人是对的。
As long as you are the right person.
只要我们的灵是对的。
As long as your spirit is right.
看见神能够借着神家中各样的服事来建造他的教会。
Through all the services, God can use to edify His church.
叫基督能够在我们中间，能够越过越成形，越过越丰满。
So Christ can be formed and fully.
还有我们在服事上面，我们也学习一个原则，就是说在小事上忠心，然后呢，在大事上呢就能够受主的托付。
We should be faithful on small matter, then we can be entrusted on the greater matters.
在马太福音25章那里说到，当人子在他荣耀降临的时候。
In Matthew 25, he said when the Son of Man come to earth.
那个王呢就对众人说这些事你们既坐在我弟兄弟中最小的一个身上就是坐在我身上了。
And the king will answer and say to them, Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did into one of at least of these my brethren, you did it to me.
我们看见这里说出一个侍奉上一个非常重要的原则。
This is a very important principle.
今天我们怎么侍奉主呢？
How can we serve the Lord?
今天我们如何能够为主做一些他所喜悦的事呢？
How can we do things to please the Lord?
主的话说，坐在弟兄中最小的一个身上。
Do the things that at least among you.
我们就看见在我们每天生活当中，我们有多少的机会能够来侍奉我们的主。
We will see so many opportunities in our lives that we can serve God.
那做什么事呢？
What do we do?
很多时候我们想啊，我们要侍奉神啊，要做一些属灵的大事。
Many times we think that we do great spiritual matters.
但是我们看见在马太福音二十五章那边，主给我们看见侍奉他可以是在许多生活中的小事上。
But the Lord let us see that we can serve Him on.Small manner in our lives.
主的话说，比方说，我饿了给我吃。
For example, he said, "I'm hungry, you give me food."
渴了给我喝。
I'm thirsty, you give me drink.
做客旅留我住。
You keep me as guest.
赤身露体给我穿。
You clothe me when I
病了看顾我。
Watch when I'm sick.
在监里来看我。
And visit me in my jail.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见，当我们弟兄姐妹中间。有任何的需要，或者落在任何的一个艰难当中，都是我们服侍主的一个机会。
So anyone who has difficulty that we can serve him, and that's the opportunity we can serve the Lord.
只要我们是在爱里面所做的。
As long as we do it in love.
只要我们是为着主所做的。
As we do it for the Lord.
主说，你们既坐在这弟兄中最小的一个身上。就是坐在我身上。
If you did it to one of the least, you did it for me.
弟兄姐妹，盼望我们也都能够学习，在我们生活当中小事上，我们来学习忠心侍奉。
We need to learn how to be faithful on the small matter.
当圣灵叫我们想起某一位有需要的弟兄姐妹。
When the Spirit reminds us to one brother or sister.
当圣灵感动我们去关心某一位。在难处中的弟兄姐妹
When the Spirit moved us to care for one brothers or sisters
我们就顺着圣灵的感动和带领
We will obey that leading
我们忠心的去做
Faithfully do it
这就能够得主的喜悦
That will please the Lord
这是我们在盼望我们在侍奉当中彼此配搭上面一同学习的
May we learn and serve while we serve each other
并且我们看见当我们配搭侍奉的时候虽然我们可能都一同尽祭司的职分但是这个配搭仍然是有一个次序的
We see that the serving together there is an order
我就想到在我们不管是当伯或西南区我们周五的查经聚会
I thought of the Bible study between, among Dumble or the West Office
我们这个周五的读经聚会跟一些其他聚会里面的这个查经聚会或是主成人主日学有点不同
The Bible study is maybe different with others
有些聚会呢他们是不同的小组每一个小组呢它有一个组长来带
Some church has a group leader to lead
那基本上呢那一天的聚会呢就是那个组长呢他事先要花很多的时间好好的预备然后呢来给大家讲解那一章圣经或是那个主题
Basically, this group leader needs to spend time and just preach.
但是我们看见，因着我们相信主说，我们每一个蒙恩得救神的儿女，我们都是祭司，也都是利未人。
Because we believe that all Christians are Levites and priests.
因此呢，我们能够有机会一同配搭来进这祭司的职分。
Then we can serve currently to become priests.
所以虽然我们在这读经聚会之前我们也会有安排某一位弟兄他这个礼拜五来带领这个读经聚会
Maybe we will arrange one person, one brother to lead the meeting
但是我们并不期待这个弟兄啊他从头讲到尾对不对
But we don't expect this brother to speak from beginning to end
希望在当中中间我们不是这样的情形
Hopefully this is not the case in Dumble
为什么我们不是这样的一个想法呢
Why don't we do it this way?
因为我们是盼望 因为既然每位弟兄姐妹都是祭司
Since all are priests
我们个人可能在这一章的圣经当中我们从主都有所领受
We will receive from the Lord each, for each other
所以虽然我们可能有安排弟兄他之前能够把那张圣经的背景那个一些重要的一些原则先跟我们交通
Maybe the brother can share the principle or what's the background
但是更重要更宝贵的乃是弟兄姐妹的从主所领受的那一份
The most important is what the brothers and sisters had received from the Lord
也就是说当我们在预备这张圣经的时候
When we prepare this chapter
圣灵开启了我们
The Holy Spirit opened our hearts.
或者当我们在那一周当中默想这一章圣经的时候
，When we meditate on this chapter,
圣灵借着一个环境带领我们经历了主的话语。
The Holy Spirit lead us to experience His word.
这里面这些的经历和见证，乃是我们周五聚会中所最盼望能够供应出来的那个宝贵的那个粮食
The experiences and what we receive during the week is what we supply during the Bible study.
换句话说，我们周五的聚会到底能不能得供应？
Whether we can receive in during the Bible study.
责任不光是在那个组长的身上。
The responsibility is not only on the group.
每一位来参加的弟兄姐妹们。
Every member that attend,
你们都是祭司
you are priests.
你们都应当有预备
you should prepare.
就像旧约做祭司的一样
just like the priests in the Old Testament.
他们虽然一同来到会幕前要侍奉神
they come to the tabernacle to serve.
每一个人都要预备好的
everyone has to prepare.
因为你不晓得那一天圣灵要指示哪一位或者选上哪一位祭司能够来向神来献祭烧香
Because you don't know which priest will be chosen
就像主耶稣降生的时候那个撒加利亚一样那个祭司撒加利亚
Just like the Zechariah priest that during the birth of Christ
我们看见那一天呢他被选到了
He was chosen
他能够进到会幕里能够来烧香给神
He can burn the incense for God.
哎呀，如果撒加利亚那一天想说，已经服侍这么多年了，从来没有轮到我。
If he thought that I have served so many years, I never was picked.
他没有好好的预备。
He did not prepare.
就那一天他被选上了。
Yet he was chosen that day.
你们那是何等的尴尬，何等的羞辱。
That was shameful and embarrassing.
弟兄姐妹，当我们来参加周五读经聚会的时候
，So when we come to Friday Bible study,
圣灵在聚会中，他要来借着不同的弟兄姐妹们，来把神在那一天要给教会的那个恩典和供应来供应出来。
Through different brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit will supply the church with the.
如果我们没有好好的预备好。
If we did not prepare well,
圣灵在聚会当中，他找不到可以用的器皿。
The Holy Spirit cannot find a proper vessel.
那我们看见那天的聚会，我们就觉得好像没有什么供应。
Then we will feel that we did not gain anything.
这个弟兄讲一些道理。
This brother preached.
那个弟兄再讲更多的道理。
Another brother preached.
就我们感觉到，我们本来想空空的来。
We thought that we came empty that hand in.
原本预期能够满满的得着，能够回家成为我们一个供应。
We can return home fully received.
如果我们没有好好的预备
，If we did not prepare,
我们可能就空空的来，也得空空的回去。
We may come empty handed and return the same way.
姐妹，所以我们看见今天我们是一同做祭司的。
We see that we are all priests together.
我们来到聚会当中，我们都要有所预备。
We all need to prepare.
就算我们没有机会能够作为话语的出口。
Even though you did not have the opportunity to be the words,
我们也需要在灵里面有所预备。
We need to prepare in our spirit.
我们借着祷告来扶持这个聚会。
We need to pray for the meeting.
好像主能够借着我们每一次的聚集，更多的把他自己来赏赐给他的教会。
So every meeting that he will give himself to the church.
今天我们看见我们的主。乃是那位大祭司。
Today we see that he is the high priest.
他不仅从死里复活，并且他已经升上高天，成为在神面前那个尊荣的大祭司。
He was resurrected and he has ascended. He become the glorious high priest.
他是神的儿子，他来治理神的家。
He is the son of God that will govern the house of God.
那今天既然神的儿子在天上，他如何来治理那在地上的这个教会他的身体呢？
He's on high, how can he govern the body that's on earth?
我们看见乃是在借着圣灵。
We can see that it's through the Holy Spirit.
就是住在你我里面的那位圣灵。
The Holy Spirit dwells in you and I.
他把我们这许多的肢体都连于元首基督。
All members are united unto that head Christ.
对，叫我们能够来知道这个元首的意思。
We can understand what is head.
叫我们作为基督的身体，我们能够一同的来发表、来执行这头的意思。
As the body, how can we manifest His will?
所以今天我们在一同配搭侍奉上，我们要非常敏锐这圣灵在我们中间的一个带领。
We need to be sharp to what God the Spirit is leading us.
圣灵也在我们各样的服事上面，他来训练我们。
Through all the service, He will train us.
所以姐妹，我们看见我们在神家的服事上何等。需要这个圣灵的一个训练。
We see that how important is His training for us in the house of God.
在过去这些年我感觉到在神家的侍奉上、配搭侍奉上面，我们的确有亏欠，的确有软弱。
Through the past service years, that I see we have weaknesses and.
我们为着弟兄姐妹能够在爱心里面愿意摆上来侍奉神，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord that brothers and sisters will serve.
但是我们要记得，我们的服事并不是单独的。
But we have to remember we don't serve individually.
我们的服事乃是在基督的身体里的。
We serve in the body of Christ.
所以我们彼此之间的联络和配搭是非常的重要。
It's very important in the way that.Serve coordinately.
如果我们不能够在基督身体里面一同连于元首来有一个合一的服事，
If we cannot be unified to serve Him,
我们看见这样的服事所造成的负面效果可能远远比正面的效果还要大。
We see that the negative effect may be more than the positive effect.
所以我们看见今天无论是在所谓属事务性的侍奉上，或是在所谓属灵的侍奉上面。
No matter is the administrative work or the spiritual work,
我们都必须要来照着这个属灵的原则来侍奉。
We need to serve according to the spiritual principle.
必须根据主的话。
Serve according to His word.
必须照着圣灵的感动和带领，我们一同的来配搭侍奉。
And serve according to the leading of the Spirit.
我就举一个我们常常碰到的例子。
For example,
比方说今天聚会当中有一对的夫妻吵架了。
There's a couple that's arguing.
说姐妹，我们怎么样来配搭侍奉这对夫妻呢？
How can we serve this couple accordingly?
我们就发现在过去的年日当中，
In the past,
弟兄姐妹可能都关心这对吵架的弟兄姐妹。
Maybe we all care for them.
当我们去给他们一些帮助的时候，
When we help them,
可能有的人是根据他们自己的经验，
They help them with their own experiences,
有的人可能根据一些道理，
Or according to some doctrine,
反正就是各式各样的方法来服侍这一对吵架的夫妻。
We use all different manners to help them.
有时候你就发现我们这样不同的服侍不但没有能够帮助这一对吵架的夫妻，
All these different services did not help this arguing couple.
反而让这对夫妻看到说，怎么聚会里头弟兄姐妹所说的这个意见和看法还可能不一样的。
But they see the different opinions and ways of doing things differently.
姐妹，我们实在从我们过去的一些错误里头我们有所学习。
We learn from our past mistakes.
即使在聚会中很小的事情上面，
Even on very small matter,
所以姐妹，我们都一同要谦卑的来到主的面前。
We need to humble ourselves before the Lord.
我们有祷告，我们有交通。
We pray and fellowship.
我们一同来寻求明白主的意思。
We seek His will.
借着彼此的交通和联络，我们能够配搭的合宜。
Through our fellowship, we can serve according.
我们看见主就能够借着他的身体来成就我们所不能成就的事情。
Through the body of Christ that He can accomplish for us.
主就能够借着这样一个基督身体配搭的服事，能够来解决我们所不能解决的问题。
Serving coordinately in the body that He can resolve all the difficulties.
所以盼望我们在这点上面，主带领我们能够再往前。
Through this point that we can march forward.
并且我们看见圣灵赐下恩赐给神所安排的各个肢体。
We also see that he bestowed a gift.
我们刚前面说过，基督身体里的每一个肢体都是有功用的。
We said that all members in the body of Christ has functions.
今天如果在我们当中有蒙恩见主的基督徒，你在神的家中还没有参与服事，这是不正常的。
If you are the saved Christians, yet you did not serve in the church, that is not normal.
你看我们这个身体啊，也是充满许多的白体。
We see our own body has many members.
但是没有一个肢体是没有功用的。
All the members have functions.
可能我们觉得有些肢体好像没有什么用。
Yeah, maybe we think the member, some member does not have functions.
姐妹，不。
No.
我们看见神所配搭的这个身体，每一个肢体都是有功用的。
We see that the body, all have functions.
那我们知道，所谓教会乃是基督一个宇宙性的身体。
We see that the body of Christ is the universal body.
但是我们因着时空的限制，照着神所安排的，我们能够在这个地方一同的来配搭，来成为基督身体的那个见证。
Because the limitation of space and time, we can serve together at this place.
所以盼望我们能够在神所安排的这样的一个全能之下，我们一同来学习彼此的配搭。
We can serve coordinately according to His arrangement.
并且一同的进功用。
Also, we can function together.
因为只有当恩赐都借着众肢体配搭一起服侍，我们看见整个身体才能够渐渐长成，长成满有基督长成的身量。
When we see all the members are functioning together, then we can see that we can be a perfect man and have the measure of stature of fullness of Christ.
这就说到基督身体里的每一个肢体都应当尽他的功用。
This speak of the all the members need to be functioned.
那我们怎么知道我们是在基督身体里面的功用是什么呢？
How do we know what is our function in the body of Christ?
刚开始我们可能不是那么的显明。
Maybe we did not see it clearly.
那我们就从一些小事上来开始学习服事的原则。
Then we serve according to the principle on the small manner.
那我们看见当这个身体它是渐渐长成的时候，
When we see this body is growing up,
你看见那每一个肢体的功用就会越过越显明。
All the functions of members will be revealed.
每一个肢体都知道，而且整个各个肢体呢也彼此印证，知道我们在身体中的功用是什么。
All the members will know that each other's functions.
所以在以弗所书第四章那边有一段非常宝贵的经文。
There's a very important verses in Ephesians 4.
叫我们看见借着肢体配搭的侍奉来建立基督的身体。
Through serving together, we will edify the body of Christ.
在以弗所第四章一开头给我们看见哈，主要我们来竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
The Spirit wants us to keep the unified heart.
也可以说呢，就是圣灵所赐的合一。
The unity of the Spirit.
因为我们知道基督是教会的头。
We know that Christ is the head of the
house. 头只有一位。
There's only one head.
身体也只有一个。
There's only one body.
所以基督的身体是不能分开的。
You cannot divide the body and head.
这是一个属灵的原则。
This is the principle of the spirit.
这也是在我们一同聚集当中，弟兄姐妹们中间的一个见证。
This is the testimony of our gathering.
就是那个合一的见证。
That is the unity of the testimony.
我们在许多的事情上，我们意见可以不同，看法可以不同。
We can have different opinions.
但是我们绝不能让基督身体的那个合一被破坏。
We cannot destroy the unity of the body.
所以主的话就告诉我们，我们要用谦虚、温柔、忍耐，要用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，来竭力保守这个合一。
Therefore, he tells us that we need to be patient and gentle to keep this unity.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见这里讲到第一点，讲到要谦虚，就是谦卑。
We see that we need to have lowliness.
这就告诉我们破坏基督身体合一最厉害的一件事情，就是我们人的这个骄傲。
We see that the most important things that may destroy the unity is our pride.
当我们觉得我的看法是对的。
When we think that our opinion is correct.
我的看见是最正确的。
When we see what I see is the most important.
那姐妹，很多时候仇敌借着这样的一个我们的天然人的这个己，就来破坏基督身体的合一。
So the enemy would use this to destroy the unity.
这也给我们看见，我们要用谦虚、温柔、忍耐、爱心、和平来保守这个合一。
We need to have the lowliness, gentleness, long-suffering, and bearing one another.
兄弟姐妹，这一切的性情啊，我们必须要知道，这些的性情是我们天然人所没有的。
We have to know that these characters is what the natural self does not have.
我就简要的说一点这件事情。
I'll simply explain.
今天仇敌破坏基督身体合一最厉害的一件事情，就是让我们以为我们可以来保守这个合一。
The enemy will destroy the unity, make us think that we can.
所以姐妹，在竭力保守这个合一的上面，我们何等需要十字架的制作。
Endeavoring to keep the unity, we need the dealing of the cross.
就是看见我们自己是不能，我们自己是没有的。
We have to see that we don't have and we cannot have.
好像我们所要用的是基督的谦卑。
What we use is the lowliness of Christ.
是基督的温柔。
The gentleness of Christ.
基督的忍耐。
The long suffering of Christ.
是基督的爱。
The love of Christ.
是基督的和平。
And the peace of
Christ. 这些就是神在圣灵里已经赐给他的教会。
This is what was given to the church.
就是说你们要用这些。
Therefore, the Lord says, use these.
来保守，来竭力保守圣灵所赐的合一。
To endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit.
另一方面，我们也要靠着圣灵来连于元首基督。
Also, we need to depend on the Spirit to be united unto God.
因为我们知道身体没有自己的意思。
The body does not have opinion of itself.
肢体更不能有自己的意思。
Nor the member can.
今天如果我的右手我要往右边去。
If the right hand wants to go to right,
我的左手觉得我往左边去比较方便。
The left hand wants to go to the left.
就前面这个身体不就是要裂开了吗？
Then the body will be divided.
然后我们看见这个身体只有一个意思。
There's only one opinion for the body.
就是顺从头的意思。
Obey the opinion of the head.
弟兄姐妹，今天神为什么把圣灵赐给你和我？
Why God gives the Holy Spirit to us?
今天圣灵住在你我的里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in you.
就是叫我们基督身体的每一个肢体，我们都能够明白头的意思。
So all the members can understand what is the will of God.
当我们借着祷告来寻求主的意思。
When we pray to search the will of God.
然后我们彼此有交通。
We fellowship with each other.
借着彼此的交通，我们来印证，这个就是头的意思。
Through the fellowship, we testify what is the will of God.
并且我们能够来顺服元首的意思。
Also, we can obey the will of the head.
这样就能够产生那基督身体那个合一配搭的一个服事。
Then there is the unity in the service.
它要带进神极大的祝福。
Which will bring up the great blessing.
另外，在以弗所第四章十六节十一到十六节这段给我们看见。神为了建造基督的身体，他赐给教会有四种的职事。
We see that there are four ministries that God gives to the church.
因为这原文里面呢，其实它是四个有，中文翻译的很准确，有四个有。
And there is four have.
有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，然后呢，有牧师和教师，这是一个职事。
Some apostles, some prophets, evangelists, and pastors and teachers.
这个四种的话语的职事呢，是主赐给教会的。
These service of the words, what is what the God gave to the church.
那这四种的职事有什么特别呢？
What are the specialties of each one?
我们看见主要借着这四种的话语的职事来成全众圣徒。
We see that through these ministry that he equipping the saints.
这是为什么在我们聚会当中，我们特别注重 神的话语。
Why we emphasize on the word of God?
因为我们看见借着这话语的指示，神要成全基督身体的每一个肢体。
Through the ministry that we can equip the saints.
成全以后呢，就能够各尽其职。
After they are equipped, they can serve.
来建立基督的身体。
To edify the body of Christ.
就是说我们。神通过这个话语的服事
through the word ministry,
让我们每一个肢体，我们能够在我们生活当中啊，来尽我们不同的功用。
All members can have their functions in their daily life.
所以我们看见这个教会的生活，或是说基督身体的生活，它不应该只是聚会的生活。
We see that the life in the church is not just Our daily life is not just the life in the church.
对，教会生活是我们每一天每个时刻的。
The life of the church is every moment in our life.
聚会的生活呢，只是这个教会生活中的一个部分。
The meeting.
The meeting.
Meeting? Okay.
因为我们看见我们一周啊，或许来聚会两次，聚会三次，对不对
？Maybe when we come to the meeting just two or three times.
许多基督徒以为这就是我们的教会生活。
We thought that that is the church life.
所以呢，来到聚会当中是一个样子，离开聚会就变成另一个样子。
We become one matters in the church and another in their daily life.
你们这是不对的，这是不正常的。
This is not normal.
教会乃是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
所以每一个肢体，我们无论在什么时间，无论在什么地方，我们都应当过一个基督身体的生活。
All members need to live the life of the body, no matter where or when.
比方说，当我们来到聚会当中，我们领受了主的话。
When we receive the word of God.
那是不是我们离开聚会，这件事情就了了呢
？When we leave the church, is at the end?
不是的。
No.
当我们离开聚会之后。
When we left the church,
借着我们在基督身体里面的生活，能够来明白，来进入我们所领受的主的话语。
In our life, we can enter into the words that we have received.
然后在我们的生活中，在我们的侍奉里面，来活出主的话语。
In our daily life, in our service, we can live out the word.
弟兄姐妹，这才是一个身体的生活。
This is the life of the body.
当我们在我们日常生活当中，我们有更多的来经历主、认识主之后，我们一同聚集的时候，就把这样的丰盛带到聚会里头来。
We will bring what we experiences and the riches in our experience to the church.
这才能够叫基督的身体渐渐的长成。
Then the body of Christ will grow.
能够有更多基督的丰满，能够成形在我们每一个人，也在我们聚会当中被彰显出来。
Then the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ will be in our body, in us.
我这次在西安特会当中，我们除了在信息当中有丰富宝贵的领受。
In the West Conference that I have received much.
我们也在和弟兄姐妹的交通当中也有许多宝贵的得着。
I have received much during the fellowship.
有一位在外地服事的姐妹，她是服事主日学。
There's a sister who serves in the Sunday school.
她就跟我们分享了一个她最近刚经历过的见证。
She shared with us her experience.
就是有一个主日，她负责要教初中生。
There's one Sunday that she needs to teach the middle school.
然后他们正在读哥林多前书。
They were reading the First Corinthians.
那一次他在预备当中，他就看到那章里面有个重点，就讲到这个世界的智慧。
There's a thing that in the verses that talk about the wisdom of the world.
知道神要弃绝这个世界的智慧，让我们能够更多的来认识神的智慧。
God tells us to forsake the wisdom of the world to know the wisdom of God.
他们前面就想要怎么样告诉这些孩子们什么是世界的智慧呢
？So the sisters is trying to tell the students what is the wisdom of the world.
哎呀，在主面前左想右想，想不出来。
She couldn't figure out what to tell them.
然后就非常的那个有压力。
She felt the pressure.
到了礼拜六晚上了，还是没有。
She still didn't have anything to talk to them.
然后呢，他就想说，哎呀，那他可不可以就是用一些这个人的这个办法哈，来跟孩子讲关于这个世界的智慧
？Can she use a matter of the man to tell the students about the wisdom of the world?
突然间，圣灵就光照他了。
Then the Holy Spirit enlightened her.
你这个想法不就是世界的智慧吗
？This is the word. This is the way of the world.
哎呀，当姐妹她蒙光照之后
，When she received the enlightenment，
她就向主祷告。
She prayed to the Lord。
她向主承认说：“主啊，我没有。
”She admit to the Lord that she does not have。
求主能够赐给她从神而来的智慧。
May the Lord give her the wisdom from God。
她里面就安息了。
She had the peace.
虽然还不知道明天要怎么教
Even though she didn't know how to teach,
她就去睡觉了
So she went to bed.
到了清晨四点钟
In the morning at 4 o'clock,
她说突然间她被叫醒了
She was awakened.
圣灵在她里头啊，把她唤醒
The Holy Spirit awakened her.
开始主就把当如何来跟小朋友讲解这张圣经的一些话语赐给她
So the Lord gave her the words how to teach the students.
姐妹就赶快起来
So she rise up.
赶快把它写下来。
She wrote it down.
因为怕等会儿睡完觉就忘记了。
So after she slept, she may forgot.
当她在那里预备的时候
，When she was writing it down,
突然她的儿子啊，在半夜不知道为什么也起来。
Her son just woke up too.
就看到妈妈怎么醒着。
And he was amazed that the mother was awake.
也没问她，用完洗手间就回去睡觉。
So the son went back to the bed.
就到第二天。
The second day,
姐妹去服侍的时候
when the sisters served,
她就向他们班上的孩子分享她昨天晚上所经历的事。
She shared with the students what she experienced last night.
她就借着她自己的失败和软弱，让孩子们知道什么叫做世界的智慧。
Through her failures, she shared with what is the weight of the world.
并且告诉他们什么是从神而来的智慧。
And also tell them what is from God.
那他的儿子呢？因为也在那个班上，他儿子就做见证说：“哦，真的，昨天晚上看到我妈妈半夜不知道为什么就不睡觉，在那里打东西。”
Her son was in the class also, so he testified. My mom woke up that night and wrote down something.
姐妹，我记得这个例子所要表达的是
，I want to say to you，
我们今天在基督的身体里面生活侍奉。
When we live and serve in the body of Christ,
它是不能分开的
cannot be divided.
我们如何能够把基督服侍给弟兄姐妹或是孩子们
How can we serve Christ to brothers and sisters and the children?
还是借着在我们生活当中
It's through our daily life.
我们来倚靠神，来经历神
We depend on the Lord and experience Him.
让我们更多的认识神，得着神自己
So that we know Him more and receive Him more.
如此我们才能够借着侍奉把主他的生命能够流露出来，能够供应给弟兄姐妹朋友们。
Through service, we can flow out the life of Christ to supply brothers.
前面年长弟兄们说得很好。
The elderly brother put it well.
我们不能把我们没有的给人。
We cannot give what we don't have.
我们只能把我们有的来给人。
We can only give what we have.
因此，我们需要在生活当中更多的认识主，得着主自己。
Therefore, we need to gain.Christ more in our daily life.
才能够借着我们的侍奉，能够把基督更多的来服侍给弟兄姐妹们。
Through our service, we can serve brothers and sisters.
虽然在基督身体里面配搭侍奉，我们感觉好像受约束。
Though we are limited in the service,
弟兄姐妹，这也是一个保护。
This is also a protection.
在基督耶稣的身体里面是何等的一个保护。
In the body of Christ, we are protected.
并且在身体里配搭服侍的时候，我们看见神应许他要赐下极宝贵的福。
We are promised that He will give us the great blessing when we serve together in His body.
诗篇133篇就是一幅非常美丽的图画。
Psalm 133 is a very picture.
他说到弟兄和睦同居，何等的善，何等的美。
It's how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together.
在那里，主的话给我们看见，那好像贵重的油浇在亚伦头上。
It's like the precious oil upon the head of Aaron.
又像是那黑门的甘露降在锡安山。
It is like the dew of Hermon.
他说那是耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
For there the Lord commanded the blessing life forever.
兄弟们，今天如果我们一同的在基督身体里面来合一配搭的来侍奉神的时候
，If we serve together in unity to serve God，
我们看见神就要把那贵重的。圣灵浇灌在我们当中。
We see that the Lord will pour the Holy Spirit in on us.
神也要叫他自己的那个生命，那个永远的生命，那个荣耀的生命，更多充满在我们每个人身上，也在我们聚会当中。
He will fill the everlasting life in us and among us.
兄姐妹，愿早晨基督的爱激励我们每一个人。
May the love of Christ compel us.
叫我们答应主的呼召。
We will answer His calling.
叫我们能够来拣选，按着神的旨意来侍奉他。
We will choose to serve according to His will.
叫我们能够在基督身体里面一同的配搭侍奉。
So in the body of Christ, we will serve coordinately.
一直到主回来。
Till the day He returns.
我们一起再有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你向着我们宝贵的心意。
Lord, we thank you for your precious will to us.
感谢你给我们这样一个职分，能够来侍奉你。
Thank you for the ministry that we can serve you.
我们也为着基督身体的旨意献上感谢。
We also thank you for the will of God.
今天我们能够一同的配搭来侍奉你，这是你何等的抬举。
We can serve you, coordinately. That is your favor to us.
然而，我们需要你的恩典。
Yeah, we.Need your grace.
我们需要你的爱更多激励我们。
We need your love to compel us more.
叫我们能够成为一般侍奉你的人。
So we can become one that can serve you.
成为一般按你旨意来侍奉你的人。
So the one that can love you in your and serve you.
只等到你回来。
Till your return.
愿你恩待你所爱的教会。
May you bless your church.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.